Some residents of West Tampa are trying to get the Occupy Tampa encampment to clean up its park. But this morning, city staff told Tampa City Council that while neighbors may consider the privately owned land to be an eyesore, there's not much that can be done. Dennis Rojero, the city's director of budget and neighborhood empowerment, said when code enforcement visited Voice of Freedom Park, they found no violations that warrant a citation.
We have responded to a few calls out there regarding odor and accumulations. In our experience, both in responding to complaints and in our proactive monitoring of the area, the complaints have primarily been unfounded, and the few that were founded were very, very minor and were immediately complied with.
Tampa Police Captain Charles Courtnoy said a crime analyst report found that calls to the police have gone up since 1 month after the occupation began, but crime rates have gone down.
January 29th to yesterday, there were 425 calls for service in that area. Per police service, which represents 102.4% increase in calls for service in that area. There has been a decline in crime in that area, but that's commensurate with the other decline in crime citywide as well as for my sector. So nothing significant there.
City Council is considering the issue because of a petition circulating among West Tampa residents like barber George Smith. He's one of four people who spoke during public comment opposing the Occupy Tampa encampment.
We have several signatures here of residents that live right in that area that they're not pleased with it. How they address it is by voicing their opinions on this petition. I really think that the Occupy situation has boiled over to become a very volatile situation in West Tampa, and it needs to be addressed, and I think the city needs to step in and hear the people in the community.
Councilmember Frank Reddick is keen to support Smith by shutting down the Occupy camp on land owned by strip club entrepreneur Joe Redner. Reddick called the encampment bad for West Tampa.
It's raining now in Tampa. But if you go down there on a Saturday afternoon at 90-something degrees, it smells like a skunk been through there. I haven't been out there. I know these people who's out there, these original members. I'm the first person of council that even met with them and brought them, got them on the agenda, even come in and allowed them to discuss their concerns.
Five members of the public defended the camp. Some of them, like Nathan Schwartz, are actively involved in Occupy Tampa.
Occupy Tampa has, as long as we've been present in the park, had a track record for beautifying the West Tampa community. Ever since we moved to Voice of Freedom Park, we've worked to beautify the area. We've installed gardens, cleaned up trash, and helped the community members with their needs. People who are direct neighbors of the park have had no problems with us, and in fact, we've helped each other out during our stay. We've also forged mutual aid relationships with the barber and printer across the street. This is called beautifying an area. This makes the life better for the people in the area.
Assistant City Attorney Ernest Mueller said it's unclear whether Tampa City Council can take any actions because the encampment has the permission of the property owner.
I think a big part of this is going to be, because it is a private park, not a public park, we're going to have to look at land use issues. So that's going to be bringing probably people from the zoning department in. I have to sit down and see. I don't know any of the answers offhand. I just think we got to pull some people together and look at these different things, land use being a big part of it. Because it is a private park, we have to see what that property is zoned for, what can occur there.
Tampa expects thousands of demonstrators for next month's Republican National Convention. City Council member Lisa Monteleone and others said they were worried hundreds would congregate in the park if the encampment is allowed to continue.